We want to update you now on a couple stories we've been following. Yesterday, we told you about trouble at the University of Illinois. The chancellor, Phyllis Wise, has resigned. And the university released emails, it says, that showed Wise was using her personal email account for official business in order to hide sensitive discussions from the public. Well, the question yesterday was whether the university's board would give Wise a $400,000 bonus on her way out. The board voted unanimously not to do that and will instead begin dismissal proceedings against her.
And now another update on the juvenile detention kickback scheme known as Kids for Cash. A now jailed judge in Pennsylvania who took money to sentence kids to private detention centers. On Monday, another federal judge signed off on an agreement between victims who were sentenced by former Luzerne County Judge Mark Chivarella and Robert Powell, the businessman who paid him to sentence kids to his facilities. If Powell's agreement of $4.75 million is accepted by the plaintiffs in the case, it could represent the final legal chapter in the Kids for Cash scandal, something we heard about when we spoke with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist William Eckenbarger, the author of Cash for Kids, in January of 2013. He described the lasting effects that imprisonment in a juvenile detention center can have on kids.
Well, some of them have recovered and are leading productive lives, but many, many of them will never recover. They're suffering from prolonged emotional distress. They almost universally have a very deep disdain for authority. One young lady told me that anytime she's driving and she looks in the mirror and she sees a red light on a cop car, she gets nervous.
Judge Chivarella is currently serving a 28-year prison term for racketeering and other corruption charges. Powell, the owner of the detention centers, has already served 18 months in prison. Eckenbarger described how they both got away with it.
The school officials loved him because all they had to do to get rid of a problem child was call the cops. So that would get the kid before Chivarella and, of course, out of their hair. These kids were doing things that used to result in a detention or maybe a three-day suspension. And suddenly these things, shoving matches, disrespect to teachers, became far more serious and could land you in a boot camp for 3 months.
In total, Judge Chivarella sentenced more than 2,500 juveniles in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. Families have already won millions of dollars in judgments against the companies owned by Powell and his associates. Eckenbarger's work and the Kids for Cash case drew national attention to the idea of a nationwide school-to-prison pipeline, schools increasingly hiring security guards who would arrest students for what used to be school disciplinary issues and then would send them on to provide profit to private detention companies.